Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
Are you concerned about heavy metals in your diet? And what about your children's diet, too? Is cadmium the new lead, as some say, with links reported between this ubiquitous metal and serious health issues? Well, let's examine the facts, fiction, and speculation about cadmium with a professional toxicologist who can translate the world of cadmium into consumer news that you can use, then act upon. This is Life, Love, and Health, and I'm Christopher Springman. Our guest is Bruce Fowler, a senior scientist at ICF International in Fairfax, Virginia, and an international expert on the toxicology of metals. He's also a member of the Society of Toxicology. Thanks for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health, Bruce.
I'm glad to be here, Chris.
What is cadmium, and why is it important to us to either evade or perhaps avoid having it in our diet, or, well, don't we have any choice in the matter?
Well, we have some choices. Cadmium is, first of all, a toxic element. It has no known essential functions for biology. And it is number 48 in the periodic table of elements. It comes to us most frequently through the diet, as present in leafy green vegetables such as spinach, Swiss chard, lettuce, and also from tobacco. Tobacco plants actively accumulate cadmium, and it finds its way into cigarettes in that way.
I'm holding in my hands an article from Consumer Reports, a magazine I'm very fond of. They quote you as saying shellfish and organ meats, such as liver, can be high in cadmium, and some plant foods, such as potatoes, rice, sunflower seeds, and spinach, as you've already mentioned. They take in significant amounts of the metal from the environment, due in large part to the use of cadmium-containing phosphate fertilizers. Why should we be concerned about having cadmium in our diet?
Cadmium is a broad-spectrum toxic agent that affects a number of organ systems. The ones that are most well-studied are the kidney and the liver, but also the blood vascular system is increasingly gaining attention as being a target for this particular element. It exerts a number of effects which compromise the biology. Let's say normal biology of an organism.
And what are those?
Well, in the case of the kidney, which is the one that's most well studied, it can result in kidney damage, such as the release of proteins into the urine. So if someone goes to their physician and he says, you have elevated levels of protein in your urine, this may be one of the underlying causes. In addition, there seems to be an association with the development of end-stage renal disease, which would put people on dialysis or require the need for kidney transplants. More recently, there have been studies coming out of Texas which indicate that cadmium is associated with effects on the blood vessels behind the eye, and associated with macular degeneration.
Now, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has suggested that foods such as milk, yogurt, eggs, poultry, and red meats are generally good protein sources that seem to contain little or no cadmium.
Yes, that's true. This metal accumulates primarily in organ meats, such as kidney and liver of livestock, that have been largely fed, you know, grains material from fields where they've been grown and picked up the cadmium.
Oh, so those plants absorb the cadmium in the fertilizer, and then they are fed to animals, and then of course we eat the animals. Is that the loop that we're looking for here?
That's one of the loops. The oysters are a very interesting area, too, because the cadmium, the oysters are filter-feeding organisms. They filter particulate matter out of the water column. That's how they feed. But in certain areas, like the west coast of the United States, there are problems that have been recognized with oysters accumulating elevated levels of cadmium from natural sources. So this is actually a broader problem.
Our guest is Bruce Fowler, a senior scientist at ICF International in Fairfax, Virginia, and a member of the Society of Toxicology. So we're really not trying to frighten people about the presence of cadmium in their diet. We're simply trying to help people become aware of the issues and give them information that will enable them to make dietary choices. Is that what we're trying to do?
Yes, that is what we're trying to do. And the best prevention is to be aware of, what kinds of food sources may cause problems or may have problems associated with them, and to do a little examination of where the foods came from and what kinds of, let's say, where they were grown, we'll put it that way.
In that same Consumer Reports article in which you were quoted, they also quoted Robert Wright, MD, a physician, associate professor at Harvard Medical School, who suggested that small amounts of exposure to these toxic metals are inevitable, but a product that exceeds the USP, U.S. Pharmacopeia limit, is clearly doing something wrong. He also said something that was essentially news to me, that being exposed simultaneously to a mixture of toxins can also potentially increase health risks, especially when they target the same organs or systems. He said there is something called a synergistic effect, meaning the effects of two toxic substances together can even be greater than those of the sum of the two. Can you translate that for me?
There are several types of interactions known between toxic agents. Additivity is the most common. That is, 1 + 1 = 2. So if you had, say, cadmium and lead together, the two might add up to two things. What Dr. Wright's suggesting is that sometimes if you have 2, 1 + 1 = 3 or 4 or 5, that's a synergistic effect.
So it's a multiplier effect.
It's a multiplier effect. And the factors that modulate this will be other things in the diet, let's say, levels of antioxidants, fruits and vegetables, other things that could modify an individual's susceptibility to those kinds of effects.
You also sent me an article regarding a recycling community in Vietnam that has been exposed to cadmium, I would assume primarily in the recycling of electronics. What was the finding there among this group of folks?
Well, basically increased uptake and effects on that population. One of the problems that we get into with recycling is that a lot of this work is done in developing countries such as Vietnam.
And we talked about this last year, by the way, in detail, yes.
Yeah. And basically we're shifting the onus or the burden of health effects into those developing countries where people need jobs, they need work, they need to be able to make a living, but they also tend to be subsistence farmers and fishermen and people who are living off the land. So if the disposal of waste from that recycling activity is not carefully controlled, then it can get into their food supply too.
I can assure our listeners that we will follow up on this important story because it's, it's essentially breaking news as it's happening. Bruce Fowler, senior scientist at ICF International in Fairfax, Virginia, and a member of the Society of Toxicology. Thanks so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health.
Thank you, Chris. Happy to be here.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Radio MD.